92.3, informative, local, dependable. You just heard Mayor D.C. Reeves and I talking, arguing, fighting, squabbling, disagreeing, debating, whatever you want to call it, about the value of preserving free parking downtown or not, and going to the bunch of changes that the report is recommending from Philip Olivier, who he hired to be a special parking consultant and to produce that report. But, you know, clearly the mayor believes in a lot of these changes. We'll see what city council allows or advocates for, you know, permits, that kind of thing. But, you know, I had so many texts come in response to that debate that I wanted to read some of them for you and not, you know, because we would take more calls, take more texts, just in that case, you just didn't have the time. And I don't want to shortchange you on the ability to weigh in with your opinion. Steve says, if you're coming downtown for citizen government business, there should be free parking. Coming downtown for shopping, eating, or drinking, you pay for parking. The system needs to be simple, inexpensive, and as the mayor stated, citizens should see where their parking fees go to improve the city. Somebody said, Mark says, Miami is awful for parking too. Yeah, right. Again, the big city experience is not so wonderful. It seems criminal, somebody here says, to charge for parking when summoned by the legal system. And again, I don't know if there would be, you know, I don't know how that would work if there's reimbursement. If it's on the app, that's, you don't really get reimbursed that way. But that's a good question, you know, especially if you're coming downtown for city or county business, or City Hall is still going to be free in front of City Hall, but Spring Street is going to be paid. So yes and no, the City Hall doesn't have a massive amount of parking. Let's see. Andrew, you should ask the mayor if he's ever been to Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm sure he has. Charlotte did the same thing a few years ago, and now it's a disaster to try to park in downtown Charlotte. Somebody else texts in, I'm on a fixed income. The parking price increase will keep me out of downtown. That's to the question of whether it's more fair to distribute the cost of maintaining parking across all the city taxpayers, or whether it's more fair to make the people who use it pay for it. And, you know, I should say this. There are a lot of the themes in this conversation that I'm on the other side on generally. I generally think that fairness is the people using the thing paying for it. Okay, I generally do think that. It's just a uniquely when it comes to, you know, roads and parking spaces, that's a public amenity. It'd be like charging to go to a park. You know, it just, I don't agree. It's just not the way it should be. So I will yell and kick and scream every time you try to put in a toll road. And I just know there's a lot of other people that share that same view of it. Just like, you know, again, if you wanted to fix the traffic congestion on Davis or, you know, Airport or Brent, you know, we could make those toll roads. I mean, why not? We have SunPass. You can make them toll roads. Why not? Well, I mean, you know, same arguments, right? Okay, same issue. And we don't want to make them toll roads because, you know, streets are free. Somebody here says if we had decent public transportation in this area, a lot of people would use it. That would help with parking. Yeah, again, you know, kind of the college model, which is, you know, you don't really park in the core, but you can take a bus anywhere you want to go. Maybe. What is it, 80% of the people who go downtown with their car, which I think is most, obviously, by far. Andrew, you say that Walmart parking is free. Walmart parking is not free. The cost of Walmart parking is rolled into the cost of the products. Maybe we should charge the businesses a fee for the city resources parking that they are using. Somebody has to pay for the upkeep. Yeah, no, that's accurate. Somebody says, I thought the mayor did say majority parking will remain free around downtown. Majority will still be free, just not right in the core. That's the issue. And expanding the core, expanding the hours, expanding the cost, all that. Somebody says, on Palafox, why not enforce the two-hour parking? I think they do, but maybe it's hard to do. Somebody says, I expect to pay for parking if I choose to go to a parking garage where I know my vehicle should be secure and safe. I do not want to pay to park on the side of a street, much less worry about whether or not I'm in a free spot or a pay spot. I will just avoid that area. I would say this weirdly. I feel like my car is safer on a street than in most parking garages. Maybe I'm wrong. But just, you know, personal bias, if you will. Vernon texts in and says, pay for parking is based on supply and demand. It's a business. more people coming to live here. Let's charge the new people that don't know any better. sad. And the people who have come, who have to conform or simply don't come downtown, and they offset the paying for parking, will wind up charging people more and more. That's also sad. Somebody says, let's see, you budget with the money you have. Okay, fair enough. Somebody else says, Ron texts in, thank you for holding the mayor's feet to the fire. Somebody else says, I only go downtown if absolutely necessary. I think that's most of the text that I got in. So just wanted to share that with you because, you know, you got to hear me, you got to hear the mayor, now you got to hear, well, you, I guess, or at least a bunch of other people. 8:15 on News Radio 92.3, Jake's got traffic on the fives.
Highway 98 in Navarre eastbound at front of the Dunkin' Donuts there. There's a little bit of slowdown from an earlier accident. 98 westbound at Tiger Point showing our normal slowdown. Looking at the map here, Mazingo Lane and Airway Drive. There's some roadway blockage there, so please use caution in that area. And from the text line, the intersection of Munson Highway and Alabama Street in Milton, there's a two-car accident there causing some delay. If you have traffic info to report, please text me at 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I love the, I'm not really sure if that's a real street name.
I just thought Bazinga, you
yeah,
know,
exactly.
Mazingo.
Bazinga. I'm the same way, though, sometimes when I see streets around here, it's true. Hey, if you are a business with employees, you have to deal with benefits, health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, human resource management, payroll, all of that stuff. Listen, if what you've got right now is great, then do nothing. You know, just enjoy the sound of my voice. If, on the other hand, you know, there are people in business that are not thrilled, or you're not thrilled, or you just want to find out if maybe, you know, this seems okay, but is there better? Can we do better? Call Torgerson Causey. For more than 20 years, they've been helping local businesses like yours figure this out. I know because they helped us. About 6 years ago, we went from one company that I didn't know what we didn't have, and then when we changed to them, I'm like, oh, wow, this is great. You know, choices, options, better customer service, better answers when we'd ask questions, details, like all the stuff I didn't know we were missing. So for our experience, they have been great. 433-9996 for Torgerson Causey. Give them a call. No obligation for them to review what you're doing and see if they can help. And if they can't, they'll tell you that. You know, oh, no, you got it better than we can do it right now. Or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. From our spectacular beaches to the miles of rivers and unspoiled forests, the Gulf Coast offers some of the best family adventure around. And the Subaru Crosstrek and Subaru Forester are the perfect family vehicles to explore every dune and unpaved trail in Northwest Florida. Both come standard with sure-footed symmetrical all-wheel drive to take you deep into the wild places you love. The Crosstrek is powered by 182 horsepower Subaru Boxer engine that adds plenty of go to any adventure, and the Forester boasts 9.2 inches of ground clearance to get you through every wilderness challenge. There's more than enough room for your gear and plenty of options to make the Crosstrek or Forester fit your lifestyle. In a Subaru, the destination is the journey, so grab the kids and the dog and follow your own path to adventure. Love is out there at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29 just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Deep climbing.
Picked off! He brought it down with one hand!
Got it.
Goes down! Sack!
This is your home for FSU football.
Watch it deep downfield! Caught! Touchdown! FSU!
Rolling to his left, they're going to throw. End zone! Picked off!
Game over!
Catch live coverage of the Seminoles all season long, right here on your home for Florida State football.
Listen to FSU football on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Brought to you by Pensacola Hardware.
The following message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Elder Affairs, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Sarah is 64 and loves to garden. Recently, her health insurance ran out, leaving her worried about more than just weeds. She called the Elder Helpline and spoke with a volunteer Shine counselor about her options. There, she received free, unbiased counseling on health insurance for those on Medicare. For more information or to volunteer, call 1-800-963-5337 or go to floridashine.org.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights at 7 after Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I know what you're thinking, punk. You're thinking, did he fire 6 shots or only 5? Now, to tell you the truth, I forgot myself in all this excitement.
About 17 intersections in the city over a one-day period, just to see how often people were running red lights, how often they were, and the numbers ain't good, I can tell you that. We had specific approaches. I'll just tell you that we're approaching 30, 40, 50 red light runs blow through, not red light lefts, not right turn on reds. We got those numbers too, which are even worse, but I'm talking about the light turned red and you blew through it. We have single intersections over one day that are 40, 50 times. And you think about pedestrians, you think about bicyclists, it's alarming, to say the least.
That is alarming, to say the least. Mayor D.C. Reeves, yesterday when he was doing his press conference, long press conference, talking about traffic, red lights, and also about parking, which we've been talking about a lot this morning. But the other issue, so dramatic changes coming to parking and a proposed pilot of a couple of intersections, because they have been looking at intersections to see how bad red light running is. It's terrible. I don't think that's a surprise to anybody, but it is particularly terrible. There are 3 intersections, 9th and Brent, 9th and Airport, and Fairfield and Davis, that are the worst, where there's basically what was the number? I think he said there's a crash every 3 days at one of those intersections. And there are thousands of crashes across the entire city every year. 3,000 traffic crashes at city intersections. That's about 8 to 9 per day. That costs manpower. PPD has to respond, especially if there's a second or a third officer. That costs people their property. That costs people their health, because you can get injured or killed. And the question that has persisted and is a problem that a lot of cities deal with is, how do we make life safer for folks and still get around, right? I mean, how do you do both, right? That's a challenge. So one of the ways that can be done is through speed enforcement. The other way, the one that's relevant for today, is through stopping people from running red lights. Major source of traffic incidents, right? And by the way, when, you know, people run a red light and have a crash, it's not just bad for the people that are involved, but for everybody else whose their ability to go through is impeded, right? And as you know, like in Navarre, you know, okay, there's no red light cameras in Navarre. Guess what? People have wrecks in Navarre. And what happens to 98 in rush hour? I mean, it's a catastrophe, because there's only one way. It's not as catastrophic in Pensacola because you have the grid, but it's still, for major intersections, that's a pretty big problem when it's shut down for, you know, a big incident. So what he's proposing is a red light traffic light pilot program at a couple of key intersections. It might not even be both directions. It might just be the one direction, east and west or north and south, that it really is an issue. Study it, try it, see what happens. Because, look, Gulf Breeze is the pattern. You know, people don't speed in Gulf Breeze. People don't run red lights in Gulf Breeze. Why? Because you know better. Everybody knows better, right? And so this was going back to even Chief Leiter, you know, now with the Sheriff's Office. He said, I wish we could be as safe as Gulf Breeze, because it is the number one way that we have avoidable injury to people and damage to property, is through traffic misbehavior. And if we can somehow get a grip on that, then maybe everybody's life can be a little bit better. So I support this. I think this makes perfect sense. I don't mind red light cameras. I wouldn't say I like them particularly, because there is always, even to me, this question of, oh man, you know, am I going to misbehave? Am I going to get a ticket? Am I going to do something wrong? But you get over that pretty quickly and you just pay attention. You just don't run a red light. It's not that much of a behavioral adjustment for good drivers. It's a big behavioral adjustment for bad or naughty drivers. And the other challenge, in case you're thinking about this, 437-1620, feel free to text me and let me know your opinion about red light cameras in the city of Pensacola. And oh, by the way, yes, legal in the state of Florida. The Supreme Court case ruled that they were legal, so that's why you still have them. You know, the one thing about this is enforcing red light runners it's impossible right now. I remember Tommy Leiter, one of the things he always said is, so let's say we want to enforce red light running at Brent and 9th. How do you? All those lanes. You've got to be in a position to see the car with, or, you know, by the white line, see the red light, right, in conjunction with the white line. And then you've got to be in a position with your cruiser that you can actually go arrest somebody and give them a ticket if they run the red light. It's impossible. Just based on the physicality, the location, the number of lanes and where you can and can't park a cruiser, you said it's impossible to enforce, which is why they don't get enforced, because you can't do it. So red light cameras would actually solve that problem. Now, other places it might be possible to enforce, but you're going to task man hours to do that when you could do it this way, which, I think makes all the sense in the world. 825 on News Radio 92.3, but we'll have more conversation about that, more specifically when the full report comes out next week. I'm sure we'll have more conversation about that. Jake's got traffic on the fives.
Eastbound 98 in Navarre, we still have slowdown from an earlier accident in front of the Dunkin' Donuts and the Shrimp Basket, which is where I'm going for lunch with David. You going with me? Yeah, he's going. Yeah, I got you. You're going. Highway 29 south in Cantonment, starting around the fire station, seeing some slowdown there heading south. Mazingo Lane and Airway Drive, we've got some roadway blockage. And from the text line, the intersection of Munson Highway and Alabama Street up in Milton, there's a two-car accident causing delay. This traffic report is brought to you by the Super Agents. Thinking about selling your house? Don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. ChristinaLeavenworth.LeavenRinkeRealty.com. If you have traffic info, text 437-1620. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, if you are working on any kind of home improvement project, or you are putting a remodel or an addition, or you build homes for a living, and particularly if you build, like you're a contractor, okay, or a builder, Pensacola Hardware is amazing. Like they can, you know, for example, okay, you might be accustomed to, send the guy with the credit card down to the store to get the stuff you need. Well, you don't have to send him with a credit card. You just put it on a monthly bill, which they can do. And you don't have to send a guy because they can actually send it to you, which saves you time and takes your worker from, you know, driving to actually working. They have the stuff in stock. So if you need it, they don't have to order and get it a day later. You know, they know what you need and they're going to have it. If you have questions or you need advice or you want to know, you know, how to solve a problem, they certainly can do that. And then they know the codes. They probably know the inspectors. So they can make sure that you do it the right way and not have to redo it, which can cost you all that. So it's all kinds of things that they can work on with you if you're a professional builder. But if you're just a, you know, ordinary citizen doing something in your house, obviously they can help you as well. Pensacola Hardware, the oldest business in the entire state of Florida, 1851, before the Civil War. They were helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street. A couple of texts we're getting in here, 437-1620. One person says, having been a police chief in a city with red light cameras, I fully support them. They absolutely work. Somebody here says, Christine says, are we trying to take downtown Pensacola back a couple of decades to a time when nobody came downtown? I understand the sentiment. I do. I definitely do. I think that's more oriented towards parking than red lights, but, you know, she didn't specify. Somebody says, I went through Gulf Breeze yesterday morning. There were three cars pulled over. Yeah, visible speeding enforcement, right? I mean, they do because they want to make sure we don't have the problem. Let's see. Somebody here has a question, probably a little late, but I was wondering about the new parking app I heard about for downtown parking. Would you have to have the app to pay for parking? It's a problem for people who don't want the app, don't have a phone, or can't manage to function it. Yeah, no, all true. They're going to have the kiosk just like they have now, which would be credit card. No coins. At least I don't think they take coins. I've used the kiosk once ever in my entire life here in Pensacola. So if I'm out of line on that, I apologize. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The U.S. now warning Iran against escalating the war between Israel and Hamas. When addressing the U.N. Security Council Tuesday, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the U.S. will respond decisively if Iran or its proxies carry out any attacks on U.S. personnel in the Middle East. Meanwhile, reports today showing dozens of U.S. personnel have reportedly been wounded in drone attacks at bases in Iraq and Syria over the last 2 weeks. Negotiations between the striking actors and big Hollywood studios resume later today. That note went out in a SAG after email to union members. And a barred owl recovering after being rescued at Washington, D.C. at the National Gallery of Art, Andrew. Workers apparently found the owl trapped inside of an outdoor garden sculpture. They had to take the whole thing apart to get the owl free. The Wildlife Rehabilitation Center posted photos of the owl online, saying it had an impromptu performance art piece titled Help, I'm Stuck. It's now being treated for an injury to its wing and reportedly recovering well.
That's good news. Okay, so I don't know that I can do this. It's more visual than a verbal, but you know how an owl looks when it's sitting on a branch?
Yes.
Okay. It looks like it's about 90% head to butt and then about, 3% foot, right? These little teeny tiny stubby legs. I saw a picture yesterday, and it's true because you look it up. Do you know how long an owl's legs actually are? If you kind of grab them by the torso and just move your hand up till you get to the top of the leg where it joins with the hip, the leg is half the whole body. So it's weird looking because when you do it, they kind of look like a person almost with their legs, but they're super, super long, which makes sense. It doesn't, they wouldn't be able to catch things very well with those teeny tiny stubby legs. They're not like a Tyrannosaurus Rex legs, which is what they do look like. So Google it, owl legs, and then you'll laugh. You'll see what I mean. What do you have coming up, David?
The Hershey's Distribution Center broke ground in Santa Rosa County. We'll have more after Fox.
I'm Therese Crowley. New plan at noon. House Republicans looking to lead with a new candidate for House Speaker, Mike Johnson from Louisiana.
This group here is ready to govern. We're going to govern well. We're going to do what's right by the people.
Head, does he have the support? Texas Congressman Ronnie Jackson on Fox and Friends First.
He absolutely has my vote, and we did a roll call vote last night before we left where everybody stood up and said who they're going to vote for, and everybody was in full support of Mike Johnson.
A UN agency says it's running out of truck fuel to deliver aid to Gaza. Israel says ask Hamas, which is known to have stockpiles. California Governor Gavin Newsom hasn't declared presidential ambitions, but he's visiting China. Got a rare warm welcome for his meeting with China's top diplomat and President Xi. Newsom says he wants to turn the page with China and talk climate cooperation. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now, we've got 66 degrees. Looks mostly clear in Pensacola today. A Pensacola woman has been sentenced after her three dogs mauled and killed a man back in February. According to the News Journal, 36-year-old Kathleen Taylor will serve 30 months in prison. She pleaded no contest to second-degree manslaughter yesterday on February 24th. 63-year-old Nathan Posey died after suffering multiple injuries during that attack. At the time, Sheriff Chip Simmons said Taylor had failed to control the dogs on numerous occasions and said animal control would receive constant calls from nearby residents. Well, you can expect the city of Pensacola to explore the possibility of a red light camera program here in the very near future.
Our goal isn't we want to have someone have a bad day to write a ticket and write them a ticket. Our goal is we don't want people injured or killed. That's what our goal is. And we don't want to spend 5, 6, 7, 8,000 hours of our police officers' time that could be out investigating crimes and we're dealing with crashes because we got people slamming through red lights.
Mayor D.C. Reeves there, he says they've reviewed 10 years of data. The results, he says, were shocking, particularly at three intersections, 9th and Bayou, 9th and Airport, and Fairfield and Davis. Reeves also says red light crashes lead officers to spend a lot of time at intersections when they could be investigating more serious crimes. Business is booming in Santa Rosa County. Yesterday, officials at Hershey's Ice Cream broke ground on a new 30,000 square foot distribution center.
We have a lot of facilities that we've invested a lot of infrastructure in our industrial parks, and we're ready for more companies to come here. We're actively looking for more land, and just want to continue to build on industry within Santa Rosa County.
Santa Rosa County Commission Chairman Colton Wright, and he says that they'll be located in the Northwest Florida Industrial Park. That's the new one there, just south of I-10. And Hershey's says the distribution center will have 30 employees. Should take around 3 years or so for it to be complete. Well, Pensacola's Walk-On's Sports Bistro reportedly closing. That's been open just over a year now. It replaced the old TGI Fridays, according to the News Journal. Today will be the last day for the sports bar. Well, it looks like it's back to the drawing board for congressional Republicans. Party whip Tom Emmer has bowed out of the House Speaker race. Speaking on the Firebrand podcast this week, Congressman Matt Gaetz said, might have been difficult for Emmer to get enough support from the more conservative members of the Republican Party.
He too voted for the debt limit deal. So if you're viewing that as dispositive as I am, if you're viewing that as critical to where the House of Representatives is right now, it's quite the tell Tom Emmer was a yes vote on the Babb-McCarthy debt limit deal.
And Gates also pointed to what he called a Trump element, saying Emmer and Trump had had their differences. And yesterday, Trump posted on his Truth Social platform that voting for Emmer would be a mistake shortly after Emmer withdrew from consideration in that race. Governor Ron DeSantis gave an update yesterday on the state's rescue and relief efforts in Israel. The governor said yesterday almost 700 people have been flown back to Florida on four different flights. Several state agencies and volunteer groups have provided support for those flights, and the state worked with Tampa nonprofit Project Dynamo to coordinate everything. It's 8:35 at News Radio, and Jake, do you have an update on the shrimp basket?
I do. It's starting to flow by the shrimp basket. That's good because I'm headed there. Eastbound 98, Navarre and Windhaven just showing the normal morning slowdown. Not bad anymore there. Also 98 westbound in Tiger Point, normal slowdown there. Highway 29 south in Cantonment, we have backup starting at the fire station. And also the intersection of Munson Highway and Alabama Street up in Milton. There's a two-car accident causing delay there. And I'm just now seeing in here, this is funny because this is the nickname for my cat, Charbar. I call him Charbar. His name is Charlie. Charbar Drive at Tomlinson Road and Colony Road. If you know where that area is, the roadway is blocked, so please use caution. This traffic report is brought to you by Discover. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit, a game-changing checking account that gives you cash back. Eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank, member FDIC. If you have traffic info to report, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
We will have a beautiful day today with temperatures near 81 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 67. For Thursday, mostly sunny skies with a high near 79. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 65. Beautiful weather continues into Friday. Sunny skies, high near 82. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now, we've got 66 degrees in Pensacola, 66 also in Gulf Breeze, and 65 in Milton. Your money now. This morning, the Dow's up 75, 34, 33, 216, 72. S&P 500, though, down 27, 78 at 42, 19, 90. The NASDAQ down 164, 70 at 12, 9, 75, 18. Our 10-year bond rate up slightly at 4.9%. Gold prices up 230 at 1,988, 40. Silver prices down a bit at 22, 97. And Bitcoin, another big gain for Bitcoin today, up 602.60 at 34,393.38. Negotiations between striking actors and the big Hollywood studios resuming later today. SAG-AFTRA telling its union members that studio CEOs have come back to the table after more than 100 days of the actors' strike. Florida suing a social media company. Attorney General Ashley Moody announced yesterday she's suing Meta, saying they knowingly designed and deployed harmful features on Instagram that made it addictive to children and teens. She says all the while Meta was falsely assuring the public that young users were safe. She claims that Meta's actions violated state and federal law. New data reveals that you'd have to stay in your house for more than a decade now before you can sell and make a profit.
Historically, experts have said that you need to stay in your home for at least 5 years to break even. But with mortgage rates inching towards 8%, new homeowners will need to stay put longer in order to avoid going underwater. According to data from Zillow, it can take up to 13 and a half years to break even on a $375,000 home if you put 3% down on a 30-year loan at 7%. The abundance of fixed-rate mortgages in the economy have rendered it largely immune to the Fed's rate hikes, thereby forcing the central bank into a higher-for-longer stance. Aaron Real, NBC News Radio.
Right now it's 8:38. Our next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Climatech, Climatech. Heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Hello, everyone. Travis Thompson here from Climatech of Professional Air, your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. It really doesn't matter what time of year we're in. You don't want to have heating and air conditioning issues in your home, much less have to replace your comfort system. The good news is, if you happen to need a new system, we have tremendous promotions going on right now that can save you a ton of money. For a limited time, our high-efficiency systems have rebates up to $1,500 and income tax credits up to $2,000. And we're including a full 10-year parts and labor warranty valued at up to $2,900. So if you have to invest in a new system, the timing right now is perfect. Want more information? Call us.
Climatech, Climatech. Heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Whether you're looking to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 95% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for the spring semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu. Go here, get there.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, Pensacola Bay Oysters, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Are you looking for the best news and talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
Do you wash your jeans? That's it. That's today's question. Do you wash your jeans? If so, how often? 437-1620. A raging debate. Raging debate on the interwebs over whether to wash jeans and how often, how frequently to wash them. 437-1620. That's my my text line. You just text me your comments, your thoughts, your why, your what, your gross, whatever. You know, say whatever you think. Jake, are you a do you wash your jeans? If so, how often?
I do wash them. Well, it just all depends. If I'm just wearing them out, and we don't go to a restaurant that I don't smell like the restaurant when I get home, it's all about the smell factor.
You haven't brought any food home with you in the not eating way?
Yeah. Well, sometimes, you know, there'll be some stains that make it home. Yeah, salsa. My thing is I'll throw them in the dryer and just kind of give them a little zhuzh, a little freshen up. So I don't have to like fully wash them because it seems like the more you wash them, you know, they just lose that. I don't know.
Denim is remarkably vulnerable.
Yes.
To the washing process. There's a lot of things you might wash where they don't change no matter almost how many times you wash them. Denim in particular is vulnerable. You know that, you know, the more you wash it, it degrades, it thins out, it can get ripped, it becomes, you know, all of these things. And it changes color, right? Over time, you know that's true. So 437-1620, what was I reading? I was reading something the other day making the case. I thought it was from one of the Levi's people themselves who said they don't ever wash them, that they recommend never washing them. That seems a bit extreme to me. But, you know, when the jeans can stand on their own, it's probably time to put them near a little bit of water. you know, unless you have a particular spot or stain you want to take care of. I'm more on the wash them less frequently.
Right.
But that's because, I mean, generally, unless, like, shorts and pants, unless they get dirty, like, unless you've done something to them, I mean, my legs are about the least dirty, you know, like they're not. What are they doing to that's making them bad? You know, if they're
right,
I don't. It just seems like you can go several days, several wears, whatever, with a pair of jeans before you need to. But I'm kind of the same with shorts. You know, I might wear them several different times. Well, I mean, what's touching the shorts? You know,
right?
Nothing. Like my upper thigh, basically, and barely anything, or lower thigh, actually, down to the knee. That's about it.
Unless unless I go to a Mexican restaurant or like, you know, like a sandwich shop where they're baking the bread inside the sandwich shop. There's usually no smells or
anything
you've
acquired.
Really gonna, no. Have you heard, though, about, my wife told me about this, people keep their denim in the freezer.
Oh, I had not heard that.
You heard that? Yeah.
No? All right. That's a new one on me.
It keeps them, I don't know, it's almost like starching them without starch. Oh, keeps them all fresh.
You know,
and
I'm a no just because, you know, if there's food. But okay, fine. 437-1620. Text me your answers to the question. Do you wash your jeans? If so, how often? Somebody here says, generally, when I can smell them. Which seems like a fair test.
If you
get an aroma and it's not one you want, you know, you're now wearing two kinds of perfume, right? You know, there's the perfume you wear and there's the one your jeans wear, and you don't want those to be at odds with each other. Somebody here says they can be worn twice before washing. If you iron them, however, we cannot be friends. No creases in the jeans. It's not 1979. All right, so somebody here says, let's see, where is it? I wear them three times and then wash, and they last longer, which is, and not to be green about it, but, you know, less or, you know, fewer washes means less pollution, less water runoff, less of the whatever is in the jeans. And jeans are pretty not great, not terrible for the environment. It's not like microplastics or something. But no, that's true. Generally good for the environment. Somebody here says 2 to 3 wears per wash depending on circumstances. No, that's right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you wear them all day, that might count as two. And if you wear them for like 5 or 6 hours, that might not count as so many. Right. If you go out clubbing in them, probably need to wash them the same day, especially if you've been around the smokers. You know, there's times when maybe you need to maybe wash them multiple times.
Yes,
for one particular.
If they're dragging the ground and you're going to the bathroom,
don't even start me on that. I try to be tolerant of a lot of the sort of fashion trends, especially when young people are doing them.
Mm-hmm.
The dragging jeans one though, the jeans that are dirty and ripped behind your heel that you're stepping on.
Ugh.
I honestly, there are a few things in life make me want to reach out and spank a kid more than you know seeing that. I feel like you are you're rejecting all of civilization, and that's and thankfully that's not as common anymore. That has seemed to have passed a little bit. Somebody here says I wash them. Jan says I wash them after every single wear. Somebody here says my wife said that's disgusting. So, but what do you say, sir? 8:46. Jake's got traffic on the fives.
I guess the important thing is don't dry them. Washing them is not as bad. If you throw them in the dryer, then you might as well just.
Well, and they
out.
Shrink too.
Yes, definitely.
I mean, you got to rewear them into loose fitting, right? So,
Eastbound 98 Navarre and Winhaven a little slow. Also, 98 westbound in Tiger Point, seeing our usual morning congestion. Highway 29 south in Cantonment, we have some backup starting at the fire station. Also, the intersection of Munson Highway and Alabama Street in Milton, there's a two-car accident causing delay. If you have any traffic info to report, you can always text us at 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Jake. Back to the text here on the question of, do you wash your jeans? If so, how often or on what standard? Let's see. Somebody here says, I wash my jeans every time I wear them once a year. nice. Somebody says, what's this thing you're talking about, pants? This is Florida. Shorts all year round.
Right.
Now, look, there are a few, like, there are about 15 days in Florida when you really need to wear pants because the temperature gets below 50. But you don't need to wear pants, and you don't have to wear them at 50, but you know, it starts to become a little less comfortable at that point. Somebody here, let's see, Kim says, it depends, at least once every 2 weeks, and in between I just dust them, meaning drying in a dryer. Oh, okay, so without the wash, just put them in the dryer to fluff them up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Jeans, I threw those away when I moved to Pensacola. Work pants or shorts, that's all there is for me. I like that attitude.
But you could have had cutoffs. You could have cut all those off. And
did you just?
Yes.
Jean shorts, cutoffs?
Oh, Joe Dirt.
Okay, we'll have other conversations subsequently. 437-1620. Wash your jeans, you creeps. You do have, this is Michael, you do have bodily functions in your jeans, a.k.a. gas.
Oh, well, yeah.
Besides, the more you wash them, the more they fade, the more cool they are. Hello, the quicker they rip, the less cool they are. Somebody here says, refresh them in the dryer, keep them in circulation. So that was Jimbo. See, if you never wash your jeans, they will stand in the corner of their own when you take them off, which I think saves closet space. So somebody here says, only hang dry your jeans ever.
Right.
So we got one here. this is a good note, okay? This is a good clarification. If you're going commando,
ouch.
Daily. Ouch. If you're, that's, you know, that's a, fair enough. Yeah, that's not a thing I do. So I thank you for the note. That's a good safety note. Thank you for reminding. Washing your jeans, basically, according to how gassy one is, again, a reminder that there are different ways in which jeans can acquire a smell. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20 I wear them, let's see, I wear them to when I take them off. If they stand on the road, then it's time to wash. If they stand on their own, then it's time to wash. Text, voice to text doesn't always work. Let's see, 4, 3, 7, 16, 20 I think washer jeans, especially if you eat Taco Bell, because you're always getting something on you. Taco Bell. That's a good safety tip. Yeah. 8:49 on News Radio 92.3. That's our frivolous conversation topic for the day. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, or and really like thinking about it, honestly, that's the time. Is you call Christina Levin where they say, Andrew says I'm supposed to bug you and you'll like it. And she'll say, yes, I do. That's great. When do you want to talk? And she'll sit down with you and talk about what are you thinking about? What are you trying to accomplish? What kind of money do you have? What are you trying to spend? What do you want? Where do you want it? You know, and you know, what's the market doing in that slice of it? Because I know it's very easy to think about the housing market is going up. The housing market is going down. Kind of like the stock market. Well, you know, the stock market is a composite of all the stocks, right? And so, you know, this stock might be going up, that stock might be going down. Same thing with the housing market. You know, homes in Gulf Breeze at 600,000 might be doing one thing. Homes in Cantonment at 400,000 might be doing a different thing. And that's important to know. It's not like the market is not just this one behemoth thing. It's a lot of different things depending on price and location and style and everything else. So find out what it's doing in the area. And what you may find is, you know, the $450,000 home in Cantonment is going the wrong direction, but maybe the $450,000 home in Warrington is going the right direction for you. I mean, like, that's the kind of stuff that you want a great realtor to help you understand. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty, they know all of that stuff, and they're great at dealing with people. They love working with you and just kind of helping you figure stuff out. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty.
Some folks like to drive alone. Some take their best friend, while others ride with their growing family. But no matter how many passengers you may have, there's a Volkswagen that'll fit you from Piedmore Imports. The all-new 2024 Jetta Sport. A sleek, compact sedan now from $24,385. The 2023 Taos S, a sporty crossover with a new lower price of $25,199. The 23 Tiguan S has a third row and now from $29,146. And the family-sized SUV that seats seven for everyone's comfort, the 2024 Atlas SE, now at Feedmore Imports from $39,421, plus the VW ID4 EV, the all-electric SUV with plenty of space and features, is now from $35,332 at Feedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road.
Sale prices before tag, tax, title, and dealer fees. Discount on the new ID4 EV includes $7,500 lease rebate. For details.
Hey Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Looking for an adventure this spooky season?
Check out Go Retro's Ghost and Graveyard Tour, or Go Retro's Haunted House Investigation.
Oh, that's chilling!
The bus ride takes you to some of the most haunted places downtown. The Haunted House Investigation actually takes you inside a Victorian home with paranormal detection gear. Go Retro is the place this Halloween season. Book online at goretro.us or call 850-566-5220.
Join the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 as Cody and Corey with the Pensacola Opera discuss their upcoming foo-foo event, Mozart's Così Fan Tutte, on November 3rd and 5th. And Songs Down South, a Southern Music and Food Festival on November the 9th. Call in to text your questions for Pensacola Opera at 850-437-1620. Learn more at PensacolaOpera.com.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk, 9 to 11, before Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Oh, sorry, gentlemen. Forgive me, I was just walking the parapet, taking a look around. What can I do for you?
I was just walking the parapet. Man, what a treasure. 854 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Oh, speaking of treasures, we have lost one. This is something you might remember the sound of this.
Who's the black private dick that's a sex machine to all the chicks?
Shit. Oh, yeah.
Damn right.
I love this song by Isaac Hayes. It's so good. And it's just got all the pieces, right? And what I'm talking about, unfortunately, is Richard Roundtree, the actor who portrayed Shaft, has passed away. And as I had many people texting in earlier, Andrew, you got to play the theme song, especially.
Right on. They say this cat Shaft is a bad mother. I'm talking about Shaft.
He's a bad mother. Shut your mouth. 8:55 on News Radio 92.3. Sad to lose Richard Roundtree, but again, I say this every time, and I will not stop saying it. The reason we're sad about people we loved as actors, actresses, writers, you know, directors, artists in general, musicians, any of that stuff, is because they made our lives better, you know, and we appreciate that, and that's why we miss them and feel sad at the loss. But we have the thing that they did for us to make us love them, which is the art they produced. And so cherish that even as you lose the person. 8:55 News Radio 92.3. Jake has traffic on the fives. Jake?
Just having our normal slowdowns, 98 eastbound in Navarre through Wind Haven, as well as 98 westbound at Tiger Point. Seeing some slowdown Brent Lane west of Rawson Lane. There's some roadway blockage there causing some congestion. Also, the intersection of Munson Highway and Alabama Street up in Milton, there's a two-car accident there. And that's all we've got for today. Have a wonderful Wednesday, everyone. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Jake. Oh, speaking of that, if you want to talk to Jake here in a second, you can tell him that you want to have tickets to go to the Celtic Angels Christmas show at the Sanger Theater coming up November 24th. I have two tickets. Be fast. Caller 1-437-1620.
Call me.
I'm always trying to tell you should have that phone number in your phone ready to go. Boom. And make it speed dial. Put me on the side menu, you know? 437-1620. Caller number one wins a pair of tickets to go watch this Christmas show. Should be fantastic. Celtic Angels at the Sanger Theater, downtown Pensacola, November 24th. Caller number one wins right now. And I hear him talking to them right now. So there you go. What else we have going on? Oh, you had Game 7. It's always a good Game 7. Game 7 the other day with the Rangers and the Astros was good. Game 7 yesterday, Diamondbacks and the Phillies, top of the fifth inning. Two men out. And a man on second, and you have Moreno up to the plate for the Diamondbacks, tied at two.
Dancing at second. And Moreno into right field, a base hit. Here comes Carroll. Castellanos has a cannon. The throw is cut off. Carroll scores. Moreno in a rundown, a backhanded flip, and out at first.
And that same guy who had scored on that after he got to first and then stole second, Carroll was up to the plate with men out, one man out, second and third in the top of the seventh inning, up 3-2 now, the Diamondbacks.
Perdomo and Marte. Here he comes. In the air to right field. Should be deep enough. Perdomo tags. Castellanos the catch. And Perdomo will score. And Corbin Carroll. It's his game in Game 7.
He did have a great game. That made it 4-2. So you get all the way in the ninth inning. Two men out. Diamondbacks on the verge of going back to the World Series.
Seawald to strike away. Here he comes. Cave, a fly ball to right field. Over is Carroll. He's got it. And the Arizona Diamondbacks are headed to the World Series. The Diamondbacks have won the National League pennant. And the Fall Classic will return to the desert for the first time in 22 years.
There you go. Rangers, Diamondbacks, first time since 2021 when you had that seven-game gem between the Diamondbacks and the Yankees. Man, that was an amazing series. And that made Luis Gonzalez Jr. and Roger Clemens and Curt Schilling famous. And I mean, they kind of were before that, but definitely because of that. And I will tell you, I lived in Phoenix for a while, and that picture of Gonzalez hitting that bloop hit that won the game in Game 7, that is everywhere in Phoenix. Like, that picture is iconic in that zone. And the other thing about Phoenix is that it's a great place where all the other fans from all the other places go to watch Diamondbacks games. When you go to a Diamondbacks game, about half the people are fans for the Diamondbacks and half are there to watch the Cardinals or the Cubs or the Reds or the whoever is in town, because they're all kind of like here from somewhere else, basically. 8:59, News Radio 92.3. So for future news, will we get red light cameras in the city of Pensacola?
Oh, yes.
Yes. I think we are definitely going to get them. And I'm glad. I think that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Will the parking changes, increased price, increased time, expanded footprint of paid parking, new app, and variable pricing, will all of that wind up going into effect?
Yes.
I think the mayor's probably going to get all of this stuff. He's going to recommend all of this stuff. And though I am against it and getting rid of free parking on Palafox, I think it will be the thing.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.